It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Porter Sheldon was born September 29, 1831 in Victor, New York. He studied law and was admitted to the bar in 1854 in Batavia. Afterward, he started a practice in Randolph, New York. In 1857, Sheldon moved to Rockford, Illinois and continued to study law. He served as a member of the Illinois Constitutional Convention in 1861. In August 1862, while living in Illinois, Porter's son, Ralph C. Sheldon, was born. Following the Civil War, Porter Sheldon returned to Jamestown and continued his law practice. He became a well-known and well-respected member of the community and was voted into the 41st Congress on March 4, 1869, on the Republican ticket. After failing to return to Congress, Sheldon returned to his law profession, while also pursuing other business affairs. Among them was the establishment of the American Aristotype Company with Charles Abbott. Sheldon retired in 1899 when the company was sold to the General Aristo Company. Ralph C. Sheldon was also a successful businessman in the area. He served as the treasurer of the General Aristo Company until 1901, when the Eastman Kodak Company acquired the stock. Eventually, the Jamestown part of the business was moved in its entirety to Rochester. Following the acquisition, Ralph Sheldon became a banker, civic leader, and owner of the Jamestown Newspaper Corporation. Porter Sheldon died on August 15, 1908. Ralph Sheldon passed in 1948. The Sheldon name remains prominent in Jamestown thanks to the generous grants from the Sheldon Foundation. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.